Being joined by APGC wrestling coach Joel Reince, getting ready for this triangular up at a Sumner Fredericksburg. Both the boys and girls teams will be in action. But coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time. It's been a busy week for you guys already for the girls team at Osage on Monday night, and then your first ever home duels with three teams visiting here on a Tuesday night at the AP gym. Let's go back to last night here on Tuesday. You guys ended up going 3-0. Tell me a little bit about last night and what you like about what you saw from your team.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere, great crowd for the first home duels ever for the girls, and I think the girls really enjoyed that environment, and I did as well. And you know, the girls wrestled well. I thought wrestled really hard, and just kind of proved that we were the better opponents last night.
Yeah, and then on Monday night at Osage, things maybe didn't go quite as well. Osage certainly has a really good program. Did you kind of view that night as kind of a measuring stick about where your program is at as a whole, just kind of based on the results that you had?
Yeah, Osage has got great tradition in their boys program, and that's obviously spilled over to their girls program. They really turned it on this last year, and they got a lot of girls that are ranked and will probably end up placing at state. And, you know, like you said, we're just using it as a measuring stick. Those are the type of programs we want to emulate and try to become one of those top tier programs, which Osage definitely is.
And a big moment for you earlier this week, Grace Storyhan gets her 100th career victory, first girl in program history to reach that milestone. Certainly kind of speaks for itself, right, what she's been able to, you know, accomplish here throughout her career. But what can you say about, you know, having a wrestler reach that milestone and kind of how Grace has been able to do it here?
Yeah, so this is actually the first 100 match winner that I've coached in my career over what, this year six, I think. And cool accomplishment. She's obviously been dominant all year, really all throughout her career. And as she's getting older here, she's just getting more and more dominant. And I love seeing it. Love what she's doing for the team as a leader and kind of taking some of the younger, more or less experienced girls under her wing, and what she's doing from a leadership standpoint, I think is almost more important than all her accomplishments that she has. So,
all right, and one more question about the girls team before we move on to the boys here. Just want to get your thoughts on some of the wrestlers who have kind of taken a step forward this year. I see Jocelyn Freed's been racking up some wins as we've gone along throughout the season. I think you mentioned Evelyn Gertis is wrestling for the first time this year. I think Kira Cox looks like she's kind of picked up the pace a little bit here as well. Senior night for her last night as well. So when it comes to some of those wrestlers that are maybe getting some more experience this year, what's that looking like? Who have you kind of seen really step up and make strides?
Yeah, you just listed off a couple first year wrestlers that are really picking things up. I would add Kaylee Harkin to that list as one of the girls new to the sport, and really over the last couple weeks has really turned it on, and it's like the switch just flipped on for them, and all of a sudden now they look pretty impressive, and I think it's the right time to be picking it up, and I look for good things for them in the future. These girls are just doing a great job of coming into the wrestling room, working hard and with an open mind, trying to learn the sport and then translating that to their matches. And, they're doing a great job of that. And like I said, that's why I like to coach these young ladies. They coming in, they don't know anything. It's all new to them. So you're starting kind of with a clean slate. You don't have to break necessarily any bad habits. You just, you come in and this is how you do it. And that's where they're taking it. And so they've been doing a great job all year.
So the boys team will be back in action for the first time here in the new year. It's been all the way back since that tournament at Iowa Falls since they've competed. But with this Christmas break that you had, what did you guys kind of get accomplished in the wrestling room? What is it kind of like about the strides you were able to make in this you know, long stretch between matches?
Yeah, it's definitely been a long stretch. It really feels like the boys haven't competed forever. But, you know, the biggest thing I think we accomplished is I think we're going to get, you know, we get another starter back in the lineup in Devin Eberhardt, and then we're still kind of waiting on Gage. We're crossing our fingers that he's going to be able to go Thursday night, Gage Miller, and trying to get everyone squared away on weight. You know, I think Carter Liston's going to move down a weight class. So that'll be different. And, you know, our lineup probably looks quite a bit different with three or four guys in the lineup that haven't been in the lineup all year. So I think it's going to be good changes. And I think everyone's kind of refreshed from the break, and we're ready to turn it on this last stretch here.
So with the opponents you got coming up here at Sumner Fred, you'll be taking on them, of course, and then Columbus Catholic. When it comes to kind of those two teams, what's kind of the outlook as far as what you're going to face, where you might be able to find some advantages in the lineup here and there?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about them, honestly. I know Sumner is always a well-coached team. I think they got at least one state qualifier from last year, that Egan. He's at 132, I believe, and who knows, maybe he drops a weight class too. I don't know. That looks like a potential matchup for Liston. And then I believe that there's a Henderson at 175, and he's a heck of a football player and athlete. So he's a tough kid. There's a Hunt at 157, I believe, also looks like he's having a good year. And then a couple of their lighter weights are, you know, younger, but look like they got promising careers ahead of them. So they're always a tough squad. Their biggest thing they're lacking probably is they don't fill out all the weight classes, I don't believe. And maybe that changes after break here, but that's probably their disadvantage. But like I said, they'll be tough, and we just got to be ready to roll. And as far as Waterloo Columbus, I know that's a young squad, new coach in there this year. So I don't really know what their style is or what's going on over there, but I just know they're a younger squad, and you know, if we wrestle up to our potential, I'm not too worried about that duel.
You bet. And then last question for you here. Not that you're probably looking ahead too much, but you are going to get a chance to go to Clarion Goldfield Dows here on Saturday and face some teams that are in those initial IHSAA dual team rankings on the boys' side. So certainly it'll be a great opportunity to, again, see where you guys are at and possibly make a statement here on Saturday, right?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to go to this Clarion duel. Just, you know, I think I'm trying to get more into the dual tournaments and, you know, get your team involved. It's just a different environment. I like it that all our kids can kind of sit close to the mat and watch everyone wrestle, you know, as a team, and they're not scattered all over, you know, the gyms during some of them tournaments. So it's a little more, a little better environment as far as I'm concerned. And then, like you said, that there's some top tier teams there. Clarion's having a heck of a year. Decorah is really tough. Earlham, I think, is a really good 1A school. So, some top level talent will be there. There'll be some tough matches. And like I said, we just got to go wrestle tough and wrestle up to our ability, and we'll see where we're at.
All right. That's APGC wrestling coach Joel Ryans. Thanks so much for the time, and we'll catch up in Sumner.
All right. Thanks, JMO.